actions of Iran have shocked the civilized world.
Tehran, November 4, 1979.
Our embassy has been seized.
U.S. diplomats did not anticipate the takeover. 52 of them were taken hostage. 6 escaped.
If we're going to go, then we need to go now.
While the Americans hide in the Canadian ambassador's residence, Tony Mendez, a CIA officer based in the United States, hatches a plot to get them out.
They're a Canadian film crew for a science fiction movie.
I fly into Tehran. We all fly out together as a film crew.
With the help of a Hollywood producer and a makeup artist, Mendez concocts a fake movie and a trip to scout out locations in Tehran.
They're getting a visitor.
The Americans in hiding have 72 hours to memorize everything about their new identities, like their bios and their jobs in the film.
They're going to try to break you, okay, by trying to get you agitated. You have to know your resume back to front.
You really believe your little story is going to make a difference when there's a gun to our heads?
I think my story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.
Argo is fascinating because it really happened.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that the real Tony Mendez, a subdued gentleman living a quiet life in rural Maryland, was the CIA officer who pulled off stunts like this throughout his career.
Overall, some of the best ideas that you see in fiction and film are based on real operations. Bond is very much alive in clandestine operations in real situations.
In The Art of Disguise, for one, for his services, Mendez received a top CIA award, but that was classified until the early 1990s.
You may have saved the world, but you just have to sit there and sort of smile, say, well, we did it again, and no one will know.
After all these years of secrecy, Mendez is starstruck by Ben Affleck playing him, by Hollywood and the spotlight. But watching the movie, one is awed by the former spy's resolve to do his duty, however dangerous.
We're responsible for these people. I'm responsible.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.